Hey there, before we get into the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning, so much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of FOMO, or what I call the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/forgetting and let's get rid of that FOMO together. All right, on to the episode. Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan and I've been a professional wedding planner for 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about being engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning a wedding. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you 6 things that I think you can skip on your wedding day to help save you a little bit of money while you're planning. Let's get right into it. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today, I want to share with you 6 things that I think you can skip during the planning process that's going to help save you a little bit of money in the end. Let's get right to it. Before you start either purchasing centerpiece or other decor items, or maybe renting them from your florist, ask your venue if they have any items that you can use from their inventory. Many venues will have things that have either been purchased or maybe left behind from past weddings that you have the opportunity to use. So it's definitely worth it to ask if there are any items that you can rent or use for free before you rent or purchase them yourself. Common items that they might have are a knife and server, champagne flutes, card boxes, table numbers, votives and other containers for candles, easels for signs, and other decor or centerpiece items that, again, maybe they've collected over the years. The second area that many couples can save on is regarding your paper products for the day. Well, there are some that are necessary from a functional standpoint, like obviously you need to have invitations and place cards or a seating chart. You definitely need to have table numbers too. Some of the other common items are definitely not needed. And these items are going to include a guest book, ceremony programs, menu cards, and other signage like bar signs and welcome signs. Now, don't get me wrong, these items can definitely add to the decor and customization of your wedding day. But if you're really looking to cut back or not spend in areas that just aren't important to you, they are definitely not necessary. If you like the idea of programs or a menu card, but you're still looking to scale back a little bit, you can order programs per couple or per household rather than per guest. And you can have 1 or 2 menu cards on a table versus 1 per every guest. Like maybe frame it or put it on the backside of your table numbers. And that can help you save from ordering too many. Now, while we're talking about paper goods, going online with your RSVPs will not only save the cost of the RSVP card, the envelope, and the stamps that you would need to put on the outside of the envelope, but it will make it much easier for you to collect RSVPs as well. most wedding websites like Zola or The Knot have free RSVP trackers, and it's definitely becoming much more common. So your guests will likely be on board and fine with RSVPing online. If you do have some older guests or some that might be opposed to the idea, you can still send out a traditional RSVP card to a smaller portion of your guest list while collecting the majority of the responses online. Now, one trend we're also seeing is a very small wedding party, or maybe no wedding party at all. If you do opt to go this route, it can not only save you the headache of dealing with a large group of people and all of the opinions that come along with that, but it can also save you a ton of money. Potential areas that you'll save are with the bouquets and boutonnieres and the other personal flowers, gifts for your wedding party members, transportation on the wedding day, and the cost of breakfast and lunch for everyone as you're getting ready before the wedding. You can still have certain people that play bigger roles in your day, like being your witnesses for signing the license, maybe doing a reading in the middle of the ceremony, or giving a toast at the reception, but you don't need to embrace the traditional wedding party roles if that doesn't feel right to you or your budget. And while you're working on your ceremony decor items, think of ways that you may be able to repurpose these items at the reception. Well, it's not going to be possible for all setups. We will often move flowers from the altar or the ceremony area to the tables for either centerpiece or decor at the head table. If you have pew or chair bows or flowers, you can use those in the back of your chairs at the reception to kind of set aside the head table or the sweetheart table. You can also use the bridesmaids' bouquets as decor on your head table or sweetheart table to save a little bit on floral and repurpose them at the reception. Do make sure that you will be thinking through who will be taking care of moving these items. And if your ceremony is at a church, you'll also want to ask if they expect you to leave the flowers as a donation, as some do require that you leave altar flowers at the church. So just make sure to double check before you make that your plan. And the final thing I suggest you skip if you're looking to save some money is the traditional wedding favor. Unless the favor is food-based, like cookies or the classic Jordan almond, I find that you're going to have many favors left over at the end of the night. People just simply don't take them. Sometimes it really surprises me, items that I think are going to be hugely popular still left behind at the end of the night. If you've got your mind on a specific favor item, I highly recommend that you do one per couple or family, which will also help you save so you don't have so many left over at the end of the night, and it saves you a little bit of money. If you do have the budget for favors, your guests will love it if you put it towards something they can snack on, like a sweets table or a late night snack, or again, have that favor be something like a sugar cookie they can take. Favors that are food related are rarely left behind. There you have it. 6 things you can skip to save money while you're planning your wedding. There you have it. 6 things you can skip while you're planning your wedding. Do you have wedding planning questions that you'd like to have answered? Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and ask them there. And if you found this podcast helpful, please take a quick second to rate and review on the platform you listen on. It would mean the world to me, and it will help other couples find the wedding planning tips and resources they need. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Hey, it's me again. Have you been feeling overwhelmed by the daunting task of planning your dream wedding? Well, I'd like to introduce you to the Planning Collective membership, the new solution to a stress-free wedding planning experience. Imagine for a second having access to the expert guidance, personalized support, and a community of like-minded couples all dedicated to making your wedding dreams a reality. With our membership, you'll gain exclusive access to invaluable resources, including budgeting tools, customizable planning timelines, wedding planning templates, and insider tips from industry professionals. Say goodbye to endless Google searches and sleepless nights worrying about the details. My Wedding Planning Blueprint course uses our unique planning path, which guides you seamlessly through the advice, systems, and processes that I've developed in over 20 years of planning weddings. Don't let wedding planning stress overshadow the joy of your engagement. Join the Planning Collective membership today and take the first step towards the wedding of your dreams. And the best part is, all of this is available to you right now for less than your Netflix subscription. Visit planningcollective.com/membership to learn more and start planning with confidence. Let me help you get rid of that planning stress at planningcollective.com /membership.